Welcome to and welcome back to iHeartRadio Canada. Today, hanging out with the man of the hour, Kane Brown. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm grand.
Nice.
The new album, Different Man, has dropped today. It's your third studio album, 17 brand new tracks. How does it feel now it's out in the world? And you know, what has the process been like from planning this album and actually having it released and out there in the world?
It's a huge relief to finally have it out. My fans have been asking for years now. I honestly thought that I was just going to be the guy that lives off singles. I was like, albums are done. But they've been killing it recently, so I figured why not put out an album. We got 17 songs on it. Started writing it in 2020, 2021. Got some songs from 2019, like I love country music. And it's just been a really fun process of finding myself, finding out how I wanted everything to sound and what to put on it and what not to put on it.
Does it get any easier as the albums, you know, come out? I mean, from the debut one to now, does the process get any easier or does it actually get harder? Because it's like, oh, I've got to follow this up now. I've got to build on what we've already done before.
I will say that for me personally, with like releasing music like Grand, like if this was me 5 years ago, I would have never released Grand. It would just be on hold, or somebody else would have released it. So that part's easier. I think the harder part is finding songs that beat the songs you've already released to throw on an album.
Right. Yeah. Can you guess which track I listened to first? Take a guess.
Well, let's see. Scenarios. I would think that you would listen to Bury Me in Georgia first if you're going to get the album. But I feel like you had interest in going and finding the song With Me and My Wife. So I'm going to say
yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, track 7, Thank God. Yeah, just because it sticks out, you're like, oh, like, wow. Like, you know, we've seen you do big collaborations before, but like to have your wife on the album, this is like whole new, like this is different. This is like, everyone wants to hear that. It's, you know, it's such an incredible love story, and that's what it is. And it's just, it's amazing. She has a great voice. How did that conversation happen? Was it one night in the house and you were just like, hey, I need one more song for the album. Do you want to do it with me? Or, you know, how did that happen?
Nah, we've been talking about it for a while now to get her on the song. We just didn't know which one. And thank God it came across the table at the right time. She liked it. I liked it. It was a thing. It wasn't like, and what's really cool about it is I'm not singing it with another artist. Like that's what would be weird to me. I think that's what like completes the circle is I'm singing it with my wife. And it is like a wedding song, so there's nothing in there that's fake at all. Mm-hmm. So it just makes so much more sense to me, even with the music video. Like everything's just so authentic and real.
Yeah, we actually asked to do an interview with Caitlin because she's the star of the album. That's who we wanted to get, but she said no, so we just had to do it with you instead. I'm sorry.
No, no.
And the music video looked like a real cool, like fun time as well. Was that fun or stressful to film, you know, with your wife? How was that?
No, it was fun. It was honestly cool because it was our first time in Hawaii together. And then I think the only frustrating part was the director, Alex, had to get rid of the clouds that kept coming in, disrupting his shot.
Do you normally get lucky with the weather when you go on vacation? Me and my girlfriend, whenever we go away, it rains. I don't know why. Like we could go to the hottest place on the planet, so it's always going to rain.
For me, it's you know, they call it cane rain. If I'm ever outside anywhere and we're filming, more than likely it's going to rain.
I know not to book the same vacation as you then at the same time because the cane rain's coming. You were at the VMAs a couple of weeks back. What an incredible performance. First male country artist on the stage at the VMAs. You know, you're breaking barriers with what you're doing now as well. What was that like that night? It looked like a lot of fun.
It was cool, man. I didn't know how the crowd was going to be, but they were very energetic, exciting. You could tell they knew me. They were talking to me and they were my fans out there. So
yeah,
that made it even more at home. And I was just thrilled to do it. I feel like it came out great. I had a lot of good responses. Met Taylor Swift, some other cool artists, so it was cool.
You do realize you just became king of the girl dads when you got that picture with Taylor Swift, because you've got two young girls, right? When they grow up and they see that, they're going to be like, forget everything else you've done. You know Taylor Swift? I mean, had you met her before? Or is that the first time?
No, it's the first time. We've been at a couple of award shows together, and I've always seen her there, but never met her before. So, it was cool.
Well, all the best with the brand new album, Different Man, and the Drunk or Dreaming tour as well. We can't wait to see a couple of those shows up here in Canada. Kane Brown, thank you so much for hanging out with iHeartRadio.
Yeah, thank you, man.